The poster has been shared of Beetlejuice, and it's coming out later on this year, June, I
Oh my,
believe.
no,
Is June or
no,
July?
oh my, no, not even close. I believe September. That's my birthday month.
Oh, that's when. Okay.
Were
Oh,
out
our birthday month.
my
Yay! 6 foot,
you
7 foot.
know, is
Yeah,
that? I think mine come before yours anyway. Like,
yeah,
I'm at
yours
the
come
beginning.
before, yeah, yours come before mine, but
So it's my month. It's my month. Okay.
it's actually all our months, because we have to share it with, actually, it's neither one of our months, it's really Beyonce's month. Her birthday
Oh
is in September, too.
y'all not gonna top
Yeah, we got to share our
the
birthday month
beehive,
with Beyonce. So, hey,
man.
you
Right.
know.
They gonna disregard y'all, but like, who is Beyonce's birthday month? Don't
It's a
come at
month of the
the
queen.
yeah.
It's month of the queen.
Y'all better not come at the beehive like that. In high spirits this morning. Welcome to the Just Acting Up Show, ladies and gentlemen. As take a sip from the cup. We're gonna say for that a little bit later. We got a great show for y'all, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Joffy in the building. What's going on, Tashay? How you doing?
How y'all doing? I'm doing good as usual. We're
Good.
just happy to be together.
We a family. A part of I don't know the damn song. What's up, Mike? Mike, how you doing, bro?
Doing fine. I'm doing great. Doing fine. Doing great. Doing great. Doing fine.
Look at that right there. That's what I'm talking
Hey,
about.
you know, I like the way how Chris avoided that tongue lashing last week. So we didn't do a show last week. And I know why, Chris. You're not slick. You don't want to talk about that old football team that lost against the Ravens, but it's cool.
Oh,
It's all right.
that's
It's
hey, you
okay.
still having round one conversation. I'm on round two, at least.
It don't matter.
I'm
It
just
doesn't matter, my friend. But you go right ahead on. Enjoy your time.
yeah, and
Enjoy
time is
it.
what I have today, y'all.
Time is what we all have.
I got sent home from work, so I'm just here. You know, they said I was in I need to go take a sensitivity class, and I don't know how to hold my tongue because I mean, just look what I look. They got video of me.
Hey, you know you came in late today, right?
I can turn around and go home if that's a problem.
I don't really like the way you're talking to me right now. You have no idea how much I want to. Oh! I don't really care.
You're lucky I need this job. Otherwise, I would have beat your ass.
You know, you are really quiet.
I wish you were too. Well, that's because you're an idiot. Stop emailing me!
Yeah, they said I need to maybe have a few personal days, so I'm just fine.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you do need them days off. We need that. That boy tell him the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and it set him free, literally.
I mean,
Just...
what you want? Like, why are you
I
talking
feel him on
to
it. I feel him on it. That's how I be feeling on the inside, but I keep on the
me? Facts, straight facts, for real, for real. Man, ladies and gentlemen, we got a great show for y'all, great guests, everything. We're going to talk about Black History Month. It is the month of Black History. It's
I'm
tomorrow.
black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm biggity black.
It's
TV.
yes, indeed. That more
Don't break this.
entertainment news. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm talking about. More of that entertainment news, just acting up. So sit the cup. People, like we said, welcome to the show. Before we get this thing started, we already know what to do. You like,
Share,
comment, and subscribe.
and subscribe.
Yeah.
That is what's, yeah, that's what we do. But let's go ahead and get into it. I'm gonna get into, well, oh, man, have y'all been hearing about what's been going on in Jamaica lately?
Yes. Been crazy.
Man, so catch me up to speed, man, because everybody's talking about, don't go to Jamaica. People getting, I mean, people get
Yeah,
killed everywhere, but I
the travel
mean,
advisory was raised to level 3, and level 2
ooh.
for the Bahamas. It's been they just been violence been real crazy out there. I think almost 65 murders in just this year
Ooh.
already. Yeah, so
Man.
this
Ooh,
has been
Lord Jesus.
kind of crazy, and that's from sexual assault, murders, robberies, all that's going on. So.
Good
Yeah,
gracious.
I know someone that actually went on a cruise to Jamaica, and one of the people that they was in a group with, you know how it is when we go on a cruise, we go as a group, and when they let him out to go to Jamaica, I guess he went out where they're not supposed to be to go find some weed or whatever, and he never made it back to the boat, and they found his body, and Jamaica has always been violent. It's been a very, it's not one of those places. It's a place you go visit, but you gotta go in caution, like Mexico. Mexico is one of those ones too. And when you go to these places, they tell you, like, here's an area where you can go to explore for, and it's heavily guarded when we went to Mexico, to Cozumel. But if you go out that, out of that area, that's at your own risk. So I just if you're gonna go to Jamaica or Mexico or any of these or any foreign countries, especially you American, you go with caution because what we do here doesn't apply there.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So yeah, man. So y'all be careful, y'all
Yeah.
making booking those
Not only that,
trips.
but it's like that so they're basically saying that like even at the resorts, that it was still not safe. And sometimes they'll say, hey, you'll be safe if you stay along the resort. But they're saying that the reason why they're being lifted to level 3 is because you're not even safe at the resorts. They're saying like if you go to the resorts and you hear somebody on your door, don't answer, stuff like that. So like obviously the people at the resorts cannot say that they can safely have people there.
Right.
So y'all, yeah, be careful. We giving y'all warning. Social media giving y'all warning. Be safe. Always be safe with these travel trips. From looking up the rules to what the country or whatever does. And we talked about this before, but just have to talk about it again. Because I just saw the other day where somebody was said, "Hey, I got a trip to Jamaica. What's going on out there?" Please do your research.
Yeah.
Please, please. But
They
in
were
other,
saying like, so when I was reading on it, they was, oh, I'm sorry. They were saying like when I was reading on it, just to tell y'all this a little bit, they were saying that you can't bring your firearms to Jamaica, so you can't even go there and protect yourself. So
oh
that's
yeah.
one thing. You can't bring firearms to Jamaica. If they catch you and you don't have, and you're in their country with firearms, there's a lengthy prison time for that. One thing. For two, there are some resorts that have heavy security, but they're very, very expensive. So if you have your staff and people that's in your staff that's connected to some of the robberies, some of the rapes, some of the stuff that's going on, it's hard to protect the people that's there. So obviously they have some inside stuff that's going on too,
Right.
Gotcha.
So
Gotcha.
it's no way to protect you. So if you go to Jamaica right now, with all the crime and stuff that's going on, you just basically playing Russian roulette with your life.
Gotcha. Thank you for the extra information as well, too, because it's well needed. Any extra information to help out? Yes. But yeah, like I said, yeah, man, y'all do y'all research and be careful out there, anywhere. And in other news, man, WrestleMania is WrestleMania season. We are wrestling fans here, former wrestling fans, whatever. But every time around this year, wrestling kicks up a notch and everything. And it looks like The Rock is getting ready to come back and fight the champion, man. So we know that's The Rock Get us in for it. We gotta get an interview with Dwayne Rock Johnson some kind of way. That's my pitch. Right. That's my pitch right there.
He recently took a role in the ownership of the WWE. Now he owns his
TKO.
name as well. So right, he owns the Rock name. So.
And isn't that crazy? Like we see Rock and Triple H, like this our childhood, and see where both of them are at now. Like they the two, one of the two of the head honchos in charge and everything. So that's pretty cool to see. And if y'all haven't been paying attention to what's going on in wrestling news, the boy Vince McMahon got some allegations against
Yes, he
him.
does.
Woo!
Yep. And
Woo!
I read those text messages, and it was very disturbing. I don't know what's up with these rich men like to see other men have sex with a woman, like to be there. Like, I don't get that. I don't get the excitement of that. And it's weird, very weird. But he was trafficking that young lady. She was a staffer for the WWE. And I guess he was showing pictures and of her to the other people on the staff, and even one referee got in the fun too, I guess. And so it was just too much, and he had to step down. So they giving him the Diddy treatment. So the TKO group is like the parent owner of the WWE and all some of the other wrestling organizations. So he had to step down. So, and of course, The Rock, he took over that spot because the WWE is really just going to move away from Vince McMahon. And I wonder if they're going to do anything to like Stephanie McMahon or Shane McMahon, because they part of the company as well too. But yeah, it's a very sad situation, but like, people got to get this under control, bro. It's gonna be a lot of people gonna be exposed before this year is over. It's just gonna keep going and going and going and going.
And you know what? It looks like people are really starting to crack down on these situations too, from Hollywood to wrestling now too. So, for those who are doing stuff in the dark, it's gonna come to light. So y'all better get y'all life right and control yourself. But not to shy away from, like I said, WrestleMania season, it's upon us. I'm looking forward to see what happens and everything. Make sure y'all, I think it's gonna be in Philly. I can't remember where it's gonna be at this year. But it's gonna be a great event, always a great and fun event. Looking forward to the matches and everything that's gonna happen and unfold the storylines, all that, and looking forward to see what happens. So
Right.
yeah.
Absolutely.
And let's also mention the voting has happened for the NAACP Image Awards. And I'm excited. I want to see what happens with this. Shout out to Domaine Davis, her show, the new show called Found from on NBA, NBC, not on NBC. Found on NBC. I've been checking it out. Very great show. Very, very good show. Not just her, but others are up for an Image Awards. Even some shows that got canceled. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. That up for some awards, man. So we're looking forward to that
No
as
problem.
well.
Did get a lot of nominations.
Yes, it did.
But
Yes, it did.
no power. Nobody from Power Rangers still.
Man, you know,
It's crazy.
yeah, I agree. 50 Cent and Courtney is I'm sorry, I'm trying to think of her name right now. It'll come back to me
Courtney
later.
Kemp.
Courtney Kemp, thank you. I just couldn't think of her last name. But yeah, Courtney Kemp and a lot of people that have been working hard over there in the Power Universe, they do deserve some Image Awards because they've been entertaining us. So yeah. Most definitely. So
Nice.
other than but other than that, like I said, there is a also a Houston Film Mixer coming up February 7th. I think that is that a Wednesday or a Thursday? I think that's a Wednesday. Let me see.
No, February 7 is it's a
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay. So there's a Houston Film Mixer coming up February 7th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Heights Beer. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Beer Garden, Garten. There's an LA producer visiting Houston and along with 4 of the One Studios. Shout out to 4 of the One Studios as well. So y'all go out there, mix, mingle, network. There's somebody from LA now coming to Houston, producer. You never know who you'll meet. Yeah, we might just be in the building. You just never know. Be out there to mix and mingle amongst the peers and everything. So get out there and network and go ahead and talk to some good people. So with that being said, and to wrap up the big stage is Black History Month. I'm holding up the fist. I'm sorry.
Tyree said that he wish he was Latino.
What?
I mean, that's what he said.
People say stuff like that. Like,
What he said, he
I
said, I
mean,
wish I was Latino.
there's a better way to give
Critique
shine
on
to the
your
Latinos
opinion.
without saying you wish you was Latino. Like, really? Really?
But you know, I'm not surprised because I know someone, and I'm not gonna mention his name, is close to me, but he once said, and he was a teenager at the time, he was still in high school when he said he wished he was a Mexican. You know. So it's not a surprise that I have heard that from my people several times. And it's been
But
the
I don't get
same.
why. I don't get why.
It's what Tyrese is saying, because I guess he feels just like the person that I'm talking about, that they're more grounded and this is what I'm getting from them. This is not what I agree with, but that they're more grounded, they're more family oriented, and how their people all come together. Like, you know, if come on now, let's be for real. We have went to several locations in Houston. I know one exactly where to go to, and it's like they have business all down the strip, you know. And I guess by them saying it's the way how the camaraderie, how they all come together versus us, we some of us have the crab in the bucket mentality. And I think that, and then sometimes with the, I'm not saying it, it's coming from them, because I actually talked to this person and he told me how he felt. And then with the women, the versus the Black women and the Latino women, and how the Latino women cater to their men versus how Black women don't cater to theirs, you know, so.
I think when people say that kind of stuff, like they forget that every culture have the same shit. Oh, excuse me. Every culture have the same stuff going on. It's women that's Mexican that will freak you up. Okay. It's wait, who killed Selena? Who killed Selena? Who killed
Hey,
Selena?
yeah, and
Who
they have,
killed Selena?
yeah, and they have their own violence amongst each other.
The cartel. How is the
Oh,
cartel family oriented? Tell me how the cartel is family
yeah.
oriented. They would kill being loyal. See how much of a family member you gonna be. Let me say, every race have its stuff going on. It's
True.
just that we, our bad negative stuff is always front and center. I have people that women that's Black that caters like hell to their men. And let me tell you, I'm one of them, okay?
Yep, my
Baby, I
wife
tell
is
you all
too.
the stuff I did for my man. Y'all wouldn't believe it. But let me tell
Yeah.
you something. That type of woman don't get put up front and center.
I
Okay?
agree.
Like, we just have this stigma of what we are. And like, nobody fails to change their idea of us no matter what we put out. No matter what kind of good we put out, the idea of us is always going to be we're not family oriented, crabs in a bucket. Man, it's a plenty of Black people out here hate each other. Look what we do. We help people. But no matter what good is coming out of our race, we just going to be known for the bad. So I
And
just,
there's
white people, they do the same. Go to the park and see how you gonna get treated.
yeah,
Okay, let me tell you, they got some ratchet stuff going on. Chinese people, they got some. Everybody got stuff going on. Every race have stuff going on.
Yeah. And there's a
If
good
they want to be
documentary.
messy, let them be messy.
And there's a good documentary that speaks on all of this, honestly, what you just said. It's on Netflix called Stamp from the Beginning. It's a very good documentary, and it shows how Black people from slavery all the way to now, our violence is like portrayed in front center, is in your face. And our violence that we do amongst each other, our women is exploited. You know, black women, all we know, all black women are known for is twerking and taking money from people. You know, and that's all on TV and it's blasted all in social media. And that is absolutely true. Because in reality, there's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with black people, period, at all. You know, we have our people too that do what they do. And then also we have other people that do the opposite and we help one another. And my mama is a strong black woman, my sister, all my sisters, and I am married to one too that knows how to cater and take care of her man as well. So, you know, it's to each his own. I do not agree with it at all, period. But everyone has their own opinion. So, but it's Black History Month. So Tyrese should have saved that until March.
He
He
should have, man.
really could have wrote that down in his diary, and we did not need to hear that at all.
You could have kept that soon, yeah.
Next time you decide to say something like that at the first month of Black History, the first couple of days of Black History Month, just get your diary, baby. Write it down and put it under your bed. We don't we save
Yeah.
it.
Yes.
Save it.
And we love Tyrese for
Because
this.
look at how much the black people have came and stood up behind you. You know, like we're talking about Mr. Coca-Cola, Mr. on the bus. We're talking about this person.
Yeah.
You came up from we was behind you.
I mean,
So
he grew
like,
up
don't
in
be acting like
Watts.
you want to switch on up now and be messy.
Yeah, he grew up in Watts.
Stop.
So there you go. Watts is mostly black people, so I don't know. But
Yeah. Celebrate Black History Month for Just Acting Up.
celebrate
So,
Black History. Yeah, one. On
I
that note, celebrate Black History. It's only the third. Tyrese did it on
and
the
we
second
love,
day.
okay?
You got it, about
Tyrese
to.
did it on the second day of Black History, like February the 2nd.
Yeah, man,
He
about to
wrote,
make his.
yeah, he could have did that March the 2nd, and we would have been fine. All
About to
right.
make it. About to make us come with that Cat Williams energy
Say
for
what
the
you
Black
want.
History Month, man.
Okay. We got the shortest month of the year, and you come with that.
All right, y'all. We're gonna get into the critics corner, so y'all stay locked into Just Acting Up show. Ooh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Critics Corner. But before we get into the Critics Corner, don't forget to go over to the VIP room. I'm getting things up, back, and running again. Skits, conversations, discussions, roundtables with your fellow actors, and all that more guests, all that more on John's VIP room. So you don't want to miss it. I can't miss it because I'm the host, so that wouldn't make any sense. So yeah, John's VIP room, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and get into this Critics Corner main. So Club Shay Shay is the hot topic ever since the Cat Williams controversial video and has been coming out. People are always tuning in to see who is this next guest going to be. He followed that up with Country Wayne, then he did with Usher, and now I'm not
Nope.
going to lie, who
21.
else?
He did Country Wayne 21, then Usher,
That's right.
now Monique.
Monique is up for this one. And you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I'm really excited to see what Monique is going to say.
Time.
But like I
Sorry.
told y'all. Yeah,
I'll
she gonna spin the
say
bus.
every
I told y'all.
time. Yep. She, if you think Cat Williams was something else, Miss Schmang, Monique gonna let it all out, boy.
It's
Yeah,
gonna be
boy.
some shade thrown up on the shade room.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. So I want to see what she's gonna say. So most definitely have that marked in my checkbox of reminder when that airs. That's gonna be good, man. So in other news, I like this pick right here. So Catherine O'Hara. If y'all know who Catherine O'Hara is, you don't know what my childhood is, man. You don't know what my childhood is all about. The mama, Kevin McCallister mama. Come on, Beetlejuice.
Yes. We don't know her name. We just know that she's Kevin's mom.
What was it? Her real name is Catherine O'Hara. She was on what's that doggone show called? Schitt's Creek. And she done many other things, but yeah, Beetlejuice. But Catherine O'Hara, I forgot. I can't think of her real name from Home Alone. That from the character's name from Home Alone.
Kevin's mom.
Kevin's mom.
Kevin. Yep,
we know that. Miss McAllister.
Miss McAllister, there you go. Yeah,
we know that. But yeah, and like I said, she has been cast in The Last of Us, season two. And
who is
I'm
she?
Excited.
Who is she playing?
I don't know. I really don't know. We're gonna find out and see. Maybe some character that they created, but I love her acting since, you know, I came out the womb and ready to roll and see who Catherine O'Hara, Kevin McAllister's mama is. So we already know she's going to kill it, just like she killed that dance in Beetlejuice. Yeah. She said, day. I'm sorry. Okay.
Daylight coming.
Come and we want to go. She killed that same And not all, but and speaking of Beetlejuice, a poster has been shared of Beetlejuice, and it's coming out later on this year, June, I believe.
No,
is June or July?
No, not even close. I believe September. That's my birthday month.
Oh, that's when. Okay.
Our birthday month. Yay! 6 foot, 7 foot.
Yours
come before mine, but
so it's my month. Okay,
it's actually all our months because we have to share it with. Actually, it's neither one of our months, it's really Beyonce's month. Her birthday is September 2.
Yeah, y'all not gonna top the beehive.
Yeah, we gotta share our birthday month with Beyonce, so, right.
They gonna disregard y'all, but like, who is Beyonce's birthday month?
Yeah. It's come the month of the queen.
The month of the queen.
Y'all better not come at the beehive like that. Oh yeah, man. But I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. But also there has been a teaser trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. It's a teaser out there, and they actually asked Jim Carrey. Well, Jim Carrey is coming back as Dr. Robotnik because he just steals the show.
Oh,
can't nobody else play him.
No,
right.
No. It's
nobody come behind him for anything that he's done. Can't nobody come behind him.
No,
he got to play all his.
Yeah, Jim will knock it out the park every time, bro. So I'm looking forward to it, and that's crazy because they said that he wasn't. It was a rumor saying he's not gonna do it anymore. All right, he back in that thing, so we gonna see what type of Robotnik he gonna be in this with the mustache. What is a ridiculous mustache? And Shadow the Hedgehog and Amy the Hedgehog is gonna be in this one as well too. So me as a Sonic fan, I'm very excited.
Don't y'all love him?
Jim Carrey is a national man next to Robin Williams. Jim Carrey is
yeah, he a national treasure.
He is one of my favorite. The Mask.
Yeah.
I know The Mask front was in backwards. That is my movie.
Yeah. I saw it so many times, I don't like it no more because I saw it so many times. That and the cable guy.
Oh, right? Ace Ventura, Nature Calls. Let me tell y'all. All of his work is like, it holds a special place in my heart. My childhood heart.
It does.
Like when I first started wanting to act and stuff like that, like I would binge watch a lot of his stuff and just play everything.
Mm-hmm.
He would do, you know, mm-hmm. Like I don't understand how deep rooted.
Hold on, my microphone is tripping. We talked about Kevin Hart being serious. You remember?
Oh, man.
But you remember when Jim Carrey went serious? Like nobody really talks about that enough.
What movie was this? Because I ain't never seen him serious. Even in Liar Liar, he was.
No,
23,
bro. That is. I thought it was 21.
It was 23.
It's 23.
Yeah, 23.
You have got to watch 23. 23 is a real good movie. It's a creepy movie because it has a lot of.
Yeah.
Just watch it. And then
now, I don't know. Is he gonna be outside his character? Because
no,
Jim. I know. Is this gonna be the same Jim Carrey?
He's not. It's not a funny role. It's really a serious role. But it's a horror but thriller kind of movie. It's not horror, but it's a thriller, and it speaks a lot about the number 23, and the mystery behind 23. And then after you done watching that, watch the story of Untold Truth or something on Netflix about Robert Johnson that sold his soul to the devil. Don't say I didn't ever scare the hell out of it.
Oh Jesus! See now, we
and you're gonna have me watching this stuff all day, and then you're gonna change my whole perspective of Jim Carrey.
No, he plays good. He plays good in the movie. It's really tied in together with.
Okay, so which one should I watch first? Well, which one should the people watch first?
Watch the number 23, and then after that, watch Robert Johnson on Netflix. I should get a check because I'd be promoting that little documentary. That it's a music documentary on Netflix, and just put in Robert Johnson in the search bar and it'll pop up. And it's a documentary about this blues singer that sold his soul to the devil. Yeah.
Mm.
It is very creepy.
Well, definitely gonna check that out.
Yeah.
And so in other news, man, Issa Rae, shout out to Issa. She keeps considering going independent. And you know what? If she does, I'm all for it.
Uh-huh.
I'm all for it. Because something came out a couple weeks ago where she was saying that it's sad to see that these shows getting canceled. We talked about that as well, too. One of her show, Rapsh, got canceled. And a mist of other shows. And Chris shined on that as well, too, why some of these shows aren't doing as well as we think they are, but deserve to be given a platform. So, and we see with the rise of Tubi and all these other streaming services that aren't independent, I'm all for it. I'm all for it because it gives other people like us a time to shine and to show that, hey, you know, we are talented as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
We just, some of us need just better equipment or need to really buckle down on these shows and everything. But yeah, man, what y'all think about Issa Rae talking about that?
I mean, with the studios, they don't necessarily get our culture. You know, they want to buy it, but they don't necessarily get it. And so that's why you see so many cancellations. Yeah, I'm sure you have to put up with so much from the networks and everything. And knowing Issa, she started independent, you know? So I think that's a great move for her. There's so many of the other streaming platforms where you can put your independent work on.
True. And get noticed and then be the start of what we would of someone like Lisa doing and everything. Same thing with Quinta Brunson. Her stuff was independent and she, you know, success took some time, but you know, we just love seeing people that came from, you know, from working hard to get to where they're at, YouTube or just anything. So yeah, so we definitely keep an eye out on that as well. And I'm excited about this. I don't know if y'all had a chance to watch this. Kev on Stage. He has a series coming out on BET Plus called Churchy. And I'm happy for him because, you know, if y'all watched that reaction video, him and his wife, they were so happy and so ecstatic. But then afterwards, tears of joy came out. Best thing I've seen damn near all week. Best thing. Did y'all get a chance to watch the trailer?
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, to see his journey from just doing videos on social media, then he made that move to LA with his wife and then, you know, he built his own brand and his company and not to see things kind of come full circle for him, that's great. You know, you can see the work that he put in to get to that point, you know. So I'm excited for him.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, me too. Because like I think he said like 10+ years or whatever. I think him and that it ain't gonna be just him. There's gonna be some other comedians. You know he's gonna bring Tony Baker on there. He gotta bring your boy on there and some other comedians that people don't really that are somewhat well known or people that don't know of just yet. So that's gonna be good. And finally, we have to closing this segment out. We have to pay homage to Carl Weathers. I used to call him Uncle Carl. I don't know, it just flowed right, man.
Still Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed.
Yes.
There is some tomorrow. I'm sorry, I
Yep.
can't, man. But yeah, man,
Yeah.
from comedy to
I'm sorry,
no.
we lost a major person here today. And it's crazy because, with like if you when things like this happens, you have a moment to like look back at all of the work that the person has done, and it's like, dang, he's done so much. Really respect it. And we hope you rest in peace.
Rest in power, King. Thank you, Apollo.
Yep. Yep.
Living in America. I gotta go back and watch Man of Steel.
Ah.
With James Brown.
Yeah, it was James Brown. Living
Yeah.
in the man, Action Jackson, when he was, yeah, man, when he was on the Predator. Was that the Predator?
He was on Predator, yeah, the first
Yeah,
one.
he was on Predator. Yeah,
Man, he
he
puts
was.
it. Yeah. He put some hard work. He
And
has.
it's crazy. I just saw him on a commercial with Gronk, for the Super Bowl kick. Gronk is supposed to do the Super Bowl kick. He missed the kick last year. This year, they betting if he's going to make it or not. And it was like a little Rocky kind of, little thing had Gronk running on the beach, and he was running the right side him. So, I believe Gronk is like, man, I gotta make this kick for Carl. Like, it's gonna be exciting to see, but I'm pretty sure they're gonna do something for him because that man is a legend.
Yeah, he was
Definitely is.
he's on Mandalorian as well too on Disney
Yeah, he
Plus.
was. Yeah, he was
So
on. Yeah, Mando. Hey, Mando.
yeah, man. So we gonna see what happens with all that, but yeah, like Shay said, hearts and prayers, family and friends of Carl Weathers, man. Thank you for what you've done. Rest well, King. You've done your job well.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great guest coming up all the way from Chi-Town, Chicago. Gabrielle G. Levine is on the whole way, so y'all won't go nowhere. This is going to be a great one. Stay locked in to Just Acting Up Show. Gentlemen, we have a special guest all the way from Chi-Town, Chicago. We have Miss Gabrielle G. Levine.
Hey,
Hey,
y'all.
hey, how you doing, man? Thank you again. I know we've been trying to get you on for a while. We have both of us on both sides have to move stuff around, but you finally here and we appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
No, man, thank you, man. So I'm trying to make sure I get all everything that you've done before. So I know, okay, so you're an actress, director, producer, editor, model,
Yes.
playwright.
Mom. Yes.
I won't say mom for last.
Yes.
Let me see. And now recently voiceover artist as well, and we'll talk more about that as well. So
Yes.
you have so many titles to your name. So share with us, what was your first interest into this crazy art?
Okay, so I started off in drama club in high school. That's always been something I wanted to do. I always knew I wanted to be in front of people. I wanted to be an entertainer. I wanted my name in the lights. So as long as everything was on me, I was fine with it. Then when I got to college, my friends kept on saying, "Hey, I'm an extra on Empire. Will you want to get in? You want to see what it's like?" I'm like, "Yeah." So in my mind, I'm thinking, if I'm an extra, the director's gonna see me and go, "I like her, pull her." Unfortunately, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that, but you got to dream big, right? So then eventually I got tired of being an extra and I'm like, you know what? let me see if I can work my way up to being a personal assistant. I did that. And I started to watch how the directors and writers used to work together. And I'm like, let me see if I can write something. And let me see if I can direct my own stuff. And that's how that happened. That's how doors started opening up for me. I'm like, you know what? I like this writing side. Okay, and let me see. Can I pull this character out of this person? Can I do that? And at first I was scared because I'm like, where am I going to find people to cast? And I thought about it. I'm like, go back and be an extra. All these people want to be famous. So I started using my contact. I started using like my friends. Like, hey, I know y'all extra on this show, but I have a movie. Y'all want to be in it? And then word of mouth started to travel. I started to become friends with them on social media. And then movies started coming.
Nice.
Started wearing many hats.
Love it.
So how did the modeling?
The modeling just happened. Like this guy at when I went to Columbia, this guy was like, "You're very pretty." I was like, "Oh, okay, thanks." He was like, "You want to come take pictures for me?" At first, I thought he was on some pervy stuff. I'm like, "You better go somewhere and get out of my face." And he was like, "Oh no, like." I do photography here at Columbia, and like you will be a perfect muse. And I'm like, what's funny at me doing? Are you gonna pay me? He was like, well, I can't pay you, but I can feed you. What's your favorite food? I love Popeyes, y'all. I love me some Popeyes. He was like, I'll get you some Popeyes then.
Wait. They got Popeyes in Columbia?
Columbia downtown, Columbia, Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Columbia, Chicago. Say, we're Estonians.
Huh?
We're Estonians.
Use us, we're Estonians.
Yeah.
Wait, so but,
he bought me some Popeye's chicken for me to model for him. And my first pictures that I took for him was like me being a goth. And I'm like, oh, I like this. And then, like, he started to, like, put it out around campus and people started to see his work. So people started hitting me up and was like, hey, you want to model for me? I'm like, are you going to pay me? Because you're not going to pay me a food no more. They was like, yeah, how much can I pay you? I'm like, how long are you trying to keep me? They're like, oh, 2 hours. Okay, $50 an hour. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm like, oh, really? Shit, that worked? Okay, cool. Let's do this. Better. I went from there.
Nice. We mentioned that you're a mother. Do you ever have your kids get in on your skits?
Of course I do. My oldest daughter, she's 5. She loves it. I have her do she's actually with a couple of agencies that I'm with now. She booked her first 2 commercials last year. My youngest daughter, she's 1. She booked her last 2 commercials her first 2 commercials last year as well. And they're in a movie that I have coming up called Blueberry Pancake 2. And my son is in it too. So they love acting. They taking on an acting gene from their mom.
Nah, I love that. I love that.
Yes.
And
get
back to the mom.
I think that's how my time's gonna be.
Oh yeah, yeah, most definitely. And getting back to the modeling thing as well too. I know Tashay does modeling as well too. So and I know Tashay, I know she done Fashion Week. Have you done Fashion Week as well before? Or
no, I have not done it yet. Every time I try to do it, I was pregnant. Oh. I was pregnant. So I'm just like, oh well, maybe this is not for me yet. But one of these days, I would love to do it.
Most definitely, Tashay, y'all should talk.
Y'all should talk.
I would love to.
Yeah, because I'm actually getting ready for I'm getting ready for Fashion Week in LA in March, the end of March, like the last week of March is like Fashion Week. The whole week is just going to be designers, fashion shows, and all kind of things going on down there in LA. But I think February is like the fashion show for New York. They do it February and in September, spring, fall kind of thing. But yeah, you should definitely you can connect him. Maybe.
Yes, I want to.
It could be one of the things that you do. Okay.
Yes.
that's what's so
thank
beautiful.
You.
Yeah, see, that's what's so beautiful about this connections and network and that, right.
Yes.
Yes, indeed, man. So
yeah.
Yes, because
definitely the one in New York that's close to you.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Hand me the info. I'm ready.
Nice. Most definitely. So you have your own production company, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us the name and let's talk a bit about that. How you got that started?
So it's been a dream of mine since I was in college. I talked about it a lot when I was a freshman in college, saying I want my own production. I want my own production, especially when I started to get my hands on writing and casting people. I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna do this, I need a name. And I kept playing around with names, and I'm like, nothing is sticking. And my dad was like, you're Creole, so use your vision. I'm like, okay. And then like him saying it, and I'm like, I love my last name. I love my last name. I just remember telling my dad that. My dad was like, okay, well, use your last name. Use your vision too. And then it just kind of popped, like Levine's Vision Productions.
That was too
That's how I
funny.
got the name.
That was too
Yeah.
funny. Your dad sounded like that person, like, man, girl, you gonna go ahead
He
and
is. He is. He's an actor too.
do
He's an actor too. I got it from him.
Oh,
My
for
dad was in
real?
Training Day. He was in a couple of other movies back in the day.
That's what's up. That's cool. So that's where you get that bug from,
Oh,
right
that's
there.
awesome. Yeah. And my dad, he writes a lot
Did
of
he
skits.
was he
Huh?
excited about you to the was he excited about you going into acting field?
Yes. He is. Like when I have auditions that I'm unsure about, I go to my dad, and my dad be like, you better see it like this. You better see it like that. Put some heart
Right.
to it. I be like, okay. So he loves it. Like every audition I have, I call him, hey dad, run these lines with me. He'd be like, okay, send them to me. He don't care where he at. He can be at work, driving on the bus. Send it to me. Okay, give me 5 minutes. Let me pull over. Like, yes.
That's what's up. That you because that support that goes a
Oh.
long way.
I love it.
You do some voiceovers, right? You got your voiceover going on.
This is my first voiceover. Yeah, like this. My friend's been telling me about this guy named John that's on Instagram, and I'm just like, okay, well, do you think he'll pick me? Like, I want to be able to audition for him, and I just hit him up one of these days. I'm like, hey, I see you casting. Can I audition? He sent me some work, and I'm like, okay, let me switch my voice up. He said, I'm casting for this, I'm casting for that. I'm like, can I audition for all of them? He's like, sure. And I finally got my first voiceover gig, so I'm super excited about this. Once I get off with you guys, I'm gonna go record my voiceovers for him so I can send it over today. So I'm super excited about this cartoon and hearing my voice connected to this cartoon. Like that's always been a dream of mine.
No, but what I was about to say was, I used to hate the sound of my voice. When you hear your voice back over again, it's like, ugh, that sounds, I hate it. But someone told me that your voice is unique and you can use that
Yeah.
as a voiceover. And because the voiceovers, they, Regina King played both of the Boondock characters, and it was like,
Yeah.
oh, so it is a lane for that. And that's what I'm trying to get into because I audition. I done booked a few commercials as well. And now I just want to go to the next step. So voiceover is one of those things that I want to do this year for sure.
For sure. I mean, follow me on Instagram when I give you the guy information. He's always casting.
Bet.
Oh, yeah, most
He's
definitely.
always casting.
Yeah,
So, and
nice.
then let him know that I referred you to him.
Oh, yeah. Cause that was our next move right there was for voiceover as well too.
Yes, I'll send y'all the info.
God bless you. See, I told you this is why I like.
God bless you. God
Yeah,
bless you. Could you tell us a little bit of your character, or you just can't go into details yet?
I can't go into details yet.
All right, then. That's
Gotcha.
cool. That's
Gotcha.
cool.
All I'm gonna say is it's an adult cartoon, and my character is a little ghetto.
That's all
That's
right.
all I'm gonna say.
Ain't
That's all
nothing
I'm gonna say.
wrong.
Can't give too much, but
Ain't
it's an
nothing
adult cartoon ghetto.
wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, nothing at all. So many voiceover artists have done so many funny, crazy voiceovers. Like, what is going on? Yeah, so,
Yeah.
yeah, that's gonna be fun. That was
Yes.
definitely. So let's take this a different route. I always, there's always controversy and debates going on in the Hollywood, scene and everything. You got Margot Robbie, who people say been snubbed for her Oscar win, for being in the Oscars. You have Taraji coming out and speaking out about not being paid what she's worth. Can you share your thoughts on these topics? Because being of a woman of and seeing these things, like, what's your thoughts on some of these things going on in Hollywood?
I definitely feel like I'm not trying to sound like I'm trying to figure out how to put it. I feel like black women, especially Taraji, should definitely get what she deserves. I feel like when it come down to black people, we don't really get as much. We don't really get acknowledged as much as the other people, and I don't feel like that's fair. But then again, it's like going back to our history, like we were never really respected like that anyway. So just because now we have a name, what we thought they was gonna put respect on it. But you know, I definitely feel like Taraji, Angela Bassett, hell, some of the good names, like what's that, Terrence Howard, like a lot of them are great actors. It's just the other folks are always going to be reminded of how powerful they are, if that makes sense. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm one of those people. I would speak on that too if I was to be in the big leagues with Taraji. Now I would definitely like make that known. Like, hey, yo, y'all cheating us. Y'all cheating us. Y'all know I act better. I act way better than Shorty over here. But we don't own Hollywood. I'm gonna just say it like that. That's why I'm proud Tyler Perry has his own Hollywood.
But you know what? I think this is just my opinion, and it's not right nonetheless. In our culture, we look at Angela Bassett should win an Oscar for everything
Yes,
that she
she
has
should.
done, right?
She should.
But it's surprisingly how our bubble is not like the world thinks. Like, I give you an example. I'm gonna shift it over to football, but it's a good example. When Taylor Swift did Swag Surfing, that hit the mainstream the next day. And everybody was like, this new dance that Taylor Swift came out with, Swag Surfing. And it's like, bro, we've been swag surfing since 2014,
Okay.
2011.
Yo.
Okay, swag
That's
surfing
still
has
the
been
anthem in
around, and it's still the
the
anthem in the club,
club,
in your
okay?
backyard barbecue.
Yes.
And I'm like, where have y'all been? You know, and now I heard that, brace yourself, Travis Kelce's haircut is called the Travis Fade. And that didn't hit the mainstream, like, oh, Travis Kelce's, everybody's in the barbershop asking for the Travis Kelce. It's like, bro, it's a fade. Like, I'm gonna get the same thing on Sunday as I have gotten the same thing years before and the years after that. So I say all that to say this is like, it's our bubble. We look at it like, bro, all those actors, those black actors, Denzel should have won one way before Training Day. I'm sorry. I didn't. Me personally, I think he should have won one for The Hurricane. The Hurricane, he should have won that. Okay.
Fences. Come on. Fences, he should have
Fences.
won one.
He should have won one. Malcolm X, he should have won one.
And
Okay.
Angela Bassett was in that one. Come on. Angela
Exactly.
Bassett played everybody mama.
Yes.
Everybody mama. And she don't got one.
And she
Loretta
don't.
Devine played everybody mama, grandmama, something.
Something. Right. And it's like, for our culture, because all we spend 24/7, 365 in our culture. We don't dig in everyone else's culture. I listen to country, but you know. But my point, what I'm trying to say is that we look at all our actors as getting Oscars. In their world, it's like, no, because they have the Marlon Brandos, they have the Al Pacinos, and they have the this person, then that person, and that person, and that person, and they can put up to what this person has done versus what Denzel has done. But it still doesn't add up to us, if that makes sense.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, and Auntie finally got her one a couple of, what, I think it was last month, I think Auntie Angela Bassett, she finally got
Yeah,
one.
yeah, yeah. You talking about when she kissed Regina King in the mouth?
Everybody talking
Yeah,
about
I
it. Yeah.
followed it.
Yeah. They gave her the Samuel Jackson treatment, where he won his, finally got his Oscar over everything he's done as well too. But thank you for sharing that with us as well too, because I was like, man, like, I, because we talk about that too. It's like, we love seeing, like, now it's been kind of somewhat of a shift in Hollywood with, you know, people coming out and saying, hey, these people are doing horrible things to other people, and they need to be acknowledged because of they doing horrible things. And now it's a line of where we need to highlight y'all women, like to say you and Gabby, you both of y'all as women, because y'all up next.
Yeah.
And y'all deserve to be treated fairly. And I think Michael B. Jordan was saying that I think he has that in his contract where every like a woman that's is the lead get paid fairly on his contract or something like that. I don't fully know. But I just want to see everybody get treated fairly and right, because
yes.
Y'all deserve that, because y'all all we can't do nothing without y'all. We need you.
Thank you.
We like for real. Like we men need women, women need men, but we would not be able to function right without y'all. So thank y'all. So
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes to a point to where like sometimes the actors don't even know that they're not being mistreated until information is shared about like what everybody else received as far as compensation on some of the projects. Like yeah. sometimes they end up taking the like a low amount, knowing that that's not what they're worth. Like they'll be negotiating the contract, right? And they'll have what they normally, you know, send for, like, no, this is not what I normally make. And they'll been and went into negotiation with them, going into something, taking less, and, you know, because they want to be a part of this project. And then they get there and find out, oh, but you paying them what I asked for? Like, yeah. That's just so unfair. That's so unfair.
Yeah. Some of them already coming to terms, like, okay, we're going to pay this person this much. We're going to pay this person this much. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And I hate the whole process of that too, because it's like, yeah, they choose who they want to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day.
Of course.
They choose.
And the treat
no type of negotiation when it comes down mm-hmm. to paying people what they're worth, but that's Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like the treatment is different, like where they have them staying, like what they eat in, and you know, just the whole treatment of the person, it's different. And I'm like, that's right along the sides of racism, if you ask me. Like,
right.
What, you know, what are we really going through here still at this point in time in life? Like, are we still doing this today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We up next, y'all. We gonna be the change. Most definitely be the change.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And so let's go ahead and get back into more news about Gabrielle. So, with a bundle of projects under your belt,
mm-hmm.
what has been your top three favorite to direct, or top three you got cast in?
Let's see. So my top one is like the I've directed was mm-hmm. Blueberry Pancake, because my girl Celeste done her thing. Like right now, like she have us trending on TikTok from a line that I wrote for her in the movie. And like that was my first movie. I was afraid to put that out at first. I'm like, man, like this is gonna be like my first debut of everybody knowing that I'm a writer and I'm a director. So Blueberry Pancake is gonna always be my top one. Mm-hmm. Where Am I From? That was a cool movie too. I'm glad I was able to work with a lot of different people. I had No. I'm going to take that back. I ain't going to think. It was cool. But no, my second one I got to say is, what is it? Each One Teach One.
Gotcha.
That was my biggest cast I ever worked with. I had to challenge myself with that one. I said, man, am I ready to work with a whole bunch of people? Did I reach that level yet? I needed PAs for this set. And I'm like, okay, where am I going to find PAs? I think that was the set that made me have the most anxiety, because I never had a big cast the way I did before. I think it was like 10 people. Plus I had 3 PAs. And then on top of that, the food, I had to go order all the food. I'm crafty too, y'all. So I had to go order all the food, and I'm like, I'm scared. But then I had a lot of people help me with filming too and editing. So I'm like, yo, I'm doing this. So that's my second favorite one. Bon Appetit. I love the fact that I'm Creole, y'all. So I use a lot of my Creoleness in like damn near every movie. If they're not speaking French, it's okay. They eating some type of Creole food, or they're wearing some type of shirt that say New Orleans. Like something got to be incorporated, the colors or the flags, something. Because So I love my culture, y'all. So like, because my family, they from New Orleans. So I bring that. So with Bon Appetit, y'all gotta watch that. I love the fact that I was able to bring out more of the voodoo in that one. Mm-hmm. More of, yeah. So I'm just like, so those my top three that I've directed. Projects I was in. Right now, I am currently doing this movie called Pink Elephant that's directed by Mary Q. Angel. Y'all, I love playing Charlie. Charlie is a hurricane, okay? I love playing Charlie. And I'm also in this movie called Bae. I'm playing a crazy girlfriend, but I'm not even a girlfriend. Like this guy, how can I say it? I'm like a side chick. And I'm a little crazy because I'm about to snap on his girlfriend and kidnap the daughter and stuff like that. I like little crazy movies like that. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. So that one is called Bae. And then I'm a part of another movie called, what was it? One Day, directed by Wolf James. I'm in that one. And I'm playing kind of the friend that's quiet. I've never played the quiet friend before. So I'm like, I like this one. I'm kind of conservative. And I'm just like, hey, don't do that. I don't like this. Like, so so I like being able to play different type of characters. And I feel like these roles have been the ones that's been challenging me. Mm. Yeah, I never really been challenged like that until being a part of these productions. Cause every other production I step foot on, they just like just be Gabby. Oh well, okay. Let me be myself. That's not gonna give me no direction. So, but me stepping on these on these sets, and they said, "Look, I need you to do this. I need you to bring this. I need you to do this." I'm like, "Yes, give me direction. Like I love it. Don't just tell me just be me. Like even though ain't nothing wrong with being me, it's just." Give me some direction. You know what I mean?
That's you want to challenge.
Yes, challenge me. And Pink Elephant has been challenging me. For the first time ever, I was able to cry on camera for Pink Elephant.
Come on.
For the first time ever, I never cried on camera. With this one, I'm like, whoo, I'm feeling all type of emotions. Yeah. And the director, yeah, like, that's man. What you're supposed to feel. You're supposed to feel... You're supposed to feel angry. You're supposed to cry. You're supposed to feel like you're lost. And I'm like, shit, I didn't even know I had this in me. Thank you. Like, she brought out another side of me that I never really knew I had because I was never challenged to that point. With Bae, he's like, I need you to start twitching. I need you to go crazy. Okay. So he'll sit down and he'll break down the lines with me saying, how did you feel when you read this? How did you feel when you read that? And I tell him, I felt angry. I felt happy. I felt this. I felt like I wanted to laugh. He like, incorporate all that. And I say, do it. Okay. And when I finally got there, I'm like, whew, okay. So I like it. I like it.
So if you were in the dark, pick five people for a movie, who would you pick?
If I was to pick five people for a movie, anyone? Okay. Top one, y'all. Top one. I will love to work with Kevin Hart. I would love to work with Kevin Hart. I would, I know a lot of people is not liking Jada Pinkett right now, but.
Oh, man.
When I first started off in the industry, I was called the young Jada. Because our personalities are a lot alike in some ways. Mm-hmm. When it comes, like, the set it off day, should I say. Those gotcha. Personalities, the young Jada. So I love to look for Jada picking. Taraji. Yeah. Let's see. Who else? Denzel.
Okay.
Definitely Denzel. And who would be my fifth? I don't know who would be my fifth. Those were always my top people that I would love to work with. Angela Bassett. I'd say Angela Bassett.
That's a great cast.
Yes.
Yeah. She was lagging a little bit again, but she was saying the question was like if you were to direct those people, and I think that's a great cast overall to work with or just to be for them to be in. Like Gabby is a director, and you are directing these individuals, so I think that would be funny. What type of genre would it be?
See, I want to write a soap opera. I want to write a soap opera. So I feel like they will be great in a soap opera because now, like, we all know soap operas are very, very serious.
Right.
But then we got right. Kevin Hart kind of coming in. Like, Kevin Hart, he's going crazy these days because we're so used to him doing comedy, but he's going crazy now with the seriousness. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, he can bring a little bit of both to the soap opera. He can be the dark and the light if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I want to get into writing soap operas, and they will be dope as fuck in a soap opera.
I agree. Now you got me thinking. That would be like, I'll be thinking.
Who would be the villain?
Yo, I kind of want to challenge Kevin Hart. I ain't even going to lie.
I thought Jada was going to be the villain.
Jada! I can see that. I can low-key see that. But Jada already the villain in some people's eyes already, though.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. We seen Kevin Hart with the serious. We seen him with the funny. But have we seen him as a villain yet?
Right.
You know what? And you got me thinking, too. I don't think we really have ever seen Jada Pinkett as a full-on villain in any film.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I don't think we have. She's like, despite what's going on in their personal life, she's Jada's talented as hell. But we have not seen her in that villain role. I think she would crush that
shit.
She would crush that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Maybe have them being each other's, like, I don't know, enemies or something like that. I don't know, but it'd be dope.
Yeah.
Evil working together.
That would be fire. I'm not gonna lie. That would be good. That would be good. So, what is the best advice someone has given you and the worst advice?
The best advice I've ever gotten was to always go for my dreams, no matter how someone may look at me and go, hey, you a mother of three. You can't do it. You have to stop doing what you're doing at work, a regular 9-to-5. Like, no, someone always told me, like, look, do you want to live your life in regret? Or do you want to live your life knowing that you did what you were supposed to do? You did what you wanted to do. You followed your dreams. Don't let anyone talk you, because we have those negative people that try to talk us out of our dreams. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But someone's always told me, keep on working toward your dream. Keep on working toward your goal. If you really want it, go do it.
Yes.
Go do it. So that's always been in my mind. Gabby, you want it? Get your ass up and do it.
Yeah.
And the worst advice, of course, people telling me, you can't do that. Do you think following your dreams is going to put money in your pocket? Go work a regular 9-to-5. At least you get a pension. You get to go to the dentist. You get to go to the doctor. You get this, like, a normal life. But I get sick working a 9-to-5. I don't like working for people. I like working for me. And me being able to either go direct or act or edit, whatever the case may be, makes me happy. It gives me joy in life. Yeah. And without it, like, I tried. I took a year off of doing anything production wise, anything acting wise, just to see, just to give the 9-to-5 a second to say, can I do this? I hated it. Mm-hmm. Like every morning that I got up and I went to work, I just felt like I was dragging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I wasn't accomplishing anything in life. I quit that job, y'all. I quit it. With me, and I had to go back to following my dream, and it's my life.
I love that. That's all I'm talking about.
And when you're on your journey, sometimes when you're in the thick of it, as like things is just happening, like the bills is late, this and that didn't happen, and then you question, like, am I supposed to be doing this? Like, am I doing this right? Yeah. Or maybe I should just go on and run back to the norm, what I was doing before I started my journey. But then, because I go through it sometimes too, and I look at it, it's like, look how far you done came. It's really much further to go back than it is to go forward.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, you know, you just gotta keep going and going. And like, things will work out, you know, in its own little way for you, but you just can't never give up. And I do agree with that. I had some bad advice too, as well. Never that out blunt to say, oh, what you're doing, that's terrible. You know, my mom, she's a baby boomer. So when I told her when I was little that I wanted to be an actor, not to make this about me, but I understand where you're coming from. She was like, no, you're gonna get a job. You're gonna graduate school, you're gonna get a job, and that's
You gonna
it.
become a doctor, a lawyer?
You're gonna do something. No, you ain't gonna do that, you know? And that was the worst advice, but it came from love. You see what I'm saying? Because you get the worst advice, but where it's coming from and who's telling you it's out of love and protection, you know.
For sure, because don't nobody want to see their baby homeless or struggling, you know.
No.
But they also got to see it from my point of view too. Like, hey, I love this shit. I
Right.
love it.
Yeah.
I can't give up on what I love because next, like, I have to ask my mom, like, are you living in what if right now? My mom used to play the guitar when she was in high school and when she was in college, and my mom was good. She'd be wishing she sometimes went on tour or was able to play
Yeah.
blues in the background of somebody or, you know, play rock and roll, whatever the case may be. She's living in her what if right now. I don't want to do that. I'm
Yeah.
31. Like, the clock is ticking, baby.
Yeah.
I love that, man. And you, now
Really?
you gave me goosebumps real quick. What you talking about, man? I don't go to do that job no more. Because,
Man.
like,
Jeez.
we all feel you on that. It's like this is our, true profession that we love doing and love being a part of. You need us, so.
Yeah. And the money will come. That's how I look at it. The money will come.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, Tashay, go
You
ahead
got
and
to step out on faith.
yeah,
I was
go.
saying you got to step out on faith and, you know, go for what your heart desire. Like, sometimes it's hard to sleep. Like, when you do that 9 to 5 or whatever, and you really supposed to be doing something else. It's like you can't even rest on the inside. It's like, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Like, I'm supposed to be doing something else. And you feel like, you know, on the inside that you like just wasting your time, you know. So I mean, I felt that. I know exactly what you are talking about. And it's hard to overlook that feeling that you have. You know, when you get up and putting on those clothes and put on that uniform to go to that job, you like, you know, in your heart, you're like, oh, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
I used to be in a parking lot like this. Do I go in? Do I not go in? How am I gonna go? Then I go in, then somebody's already in my office ready to get seen. I knew I should have came in, right?
Yeah, that's how I was after I seen Avengers Infinity War. I called in the next day because I'm like, damn, man, why can I not do something? Like, why can't I, and I couldn't stomach going to work. And that's when I had a conversation with God, and then everything started to unfold, and it made it easier. I used to work nights, so I had to quit that job because it was taken away from this. And so I if I didn't have this and acting or whatever, I'd go crazy for sure.
Okay, and that's how I felt for that whole year. I thought I was going crazy because, like, first of all, there was no windows in my office. I used to do phlebotomy, so I'm literally in my office like this. I need to write a script. Then when I write, when I get to writing the script, I got another patient come in, and then once that patient leave, I got another patient, or the doctors are in there talking to me, and I'm just like, can I help you? Can I help you? Can you leave me alone? Jesus. Oh my goodness.
Miss Gabby, we gotta talk to you real quick. I gotta talk to you real quick. Real quick. I was going through your Instagram. Okay. Now I'm Creole too, so you know I understand. We here. We here. But I seen a little voodoo doll. That was getting as we shall say, swallowed up. What's
Swallowed. Have you ever been swallowed?
on? Okay, well, that movie is called Addicted. And I wanted to get into the voodoo dolls. I definitely wanted to get into it. When I was writing it, I'm like, how can I make this movie a little cray cray? I said, okay, I can add a voodoo doll. And then, like, and Addicted, she really loves this guy, and she didn't know that he was married and had a kid because he was always with her. He spoiled her, got her house, got her car, got her this, got her that. So when she found out, damn, my man got a wife and a child, and he's ignoring me now. Like, as a female, you ain't gonna ignore me. I'm gonna be blowing up your phone. I'm gonna show up to your house. Where you at? Because ain't no way you want to go from being with me 24/7, talking to me 24/7, to disappearing. So I'm like, I'm gonna make her crazy. Let's go ahead and get a voodoo down. So yeah, with that, like, I wanted to make it where he felt everything with that doll. So when she knocked his character out in the movie, she got some of his DNA to make that voodoo doll him. So when she swallowed him up, he felt it. I don't know, like, he felt it, and she had to bite it off. And I'm looking like, that's how I'm going to end it. I want her to be crazy. I want people to go, damn, voodoo dolls are really important in this damn world, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Makes me want to go watch this movie now.
Yes, go watch it.
Where can they find your work?
I'm on YouTube. I'm on YouTube. Levain's Vision Productions. I also had that movie as well on Roku, but it's no longer on there anymore. But it was on Roku. It was on Can TV. It was a part of what's that other app that you can download on your phone? Freely TV. So I have it out there, but most likely if nobody have Freely TV or watched it for Can TV, it's no longer on Roku anymore, but you can watch it on Levain's Vision Productions YouTube page.
Gotcha. Thank you. Last question before we get you out of here. If you could go back in time to talk to your younger self, what would you tell him?
I never wanted to go to college. When I graduated high school, I wanted to go straight to California. Yeah. And I wanted to start my dream. Because I felt like I probably could have been further than what I am now.
Yeah. Right.
But with my parents being so strict, they wanted me to go to college to have an education. Mm-hmm. I thank them for that because I was able to meet people for, you know, Empire and all that stuff. But I would definitely tell my younger self, if you want to go to Cali, do it. I'm still regretting that part now. My heart lives in Cali. I love California, but I'm here in Illinois with my husband, my kids, you know, all of my family live here. I have help, but does my heart really truly want to go to Cali? Yes. So I would tell my younger self, take your ass to Cali.
That's right.
I could have been probably farther, because before Zendaya existed, before all these curly haired girls existed, I had my time. I had my shot to be out there. Yeah. And I feel like I missed my beat. I feel like my beat.
It's never too late.
Sure, but my husband hates California. Yeah. And he hates it. Like, he wants to move to Texas. I don't go to Texas. I don't go to Cali. And so in order for us to be somewhere, we decided to stay here in Illinois. Okay. But my heart really wants to be in Cali.
Nice.
So I would tell my younger self, follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Follow your dream and take your ass to Cali. Go do whatever you want. Enjoy your 20s. Because I spent my 20s being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I had my firstborn at 25, my second at 27, and my last one at 29. So pregnant back to back, enjoy your 20s. Go to Cali. Go pursue your dreams. Go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Family come later. But do I love my family? Yes. I love my children. I love my husband. But if I can go back, I will wait.
Mm-hmm. I know that's fine. That's some good advice to tell yourself, you know, a younger self. And that may help someone else, you know, that's younger, that on the edge of trying to figure out if they want to follow their dreams or not, you know. So thank you for sharing that.
No problem. I tell the young girls now that be around me with acting, like, they still be thinking I'm in my 20s. Oh, baby, look, I'm 31. I ain't going to no club. I'm going to sleep over there in the corner. I tell them now. I be like, look, enjoy your time. You're only 21. You're only 22. You say you want to go to Cali? Move. You want to move to New York? Go. Like, who's stopping you? You have no responsibilities. Go.
Yeah.
Baby, I want to have a kid. You 21, you 22. What the hell is wrong with you? Yes, they're beautiful. But right now, like, you got it. Go do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of these people want to get pregnant too young. Look.
All right.
Go.
Yeah, man. My son is 12. I only got one. That's it. That's it. The shop has been closed for 12 years.
I see. You know what? I see why a lot of our family members used to tell us, enjoy being a kid, enjoy your life, wait to have a family, wait to do this, wait to do that. You never really notice that until you get a little older. And you're like, damn, that's why y'all said wait, shit. Like, this life is. Like, you understand it now. You understand it now. That's why I'm able to tell these kids, I'm not gonna call them kids, these young adults, wait.
Wait. Yeah, I had mine in 19. I had my first baby in 19. Well, I had him at 20, but I got pregnant at 19. Fresh out of fresh out of high school, on the way to college, and everything like. So I tell people the same thing, young girls and guys, you know, like just wait, just wait.
Yeah,
it ain't going nowhere. You can always have a baby. Wait. Yes, it's so harder to do this with kids and, you know, with a whole family and everything, because it's like they're depending on you. Right now, you don't have nobody depending on you. You could go and just, if you want to sleep till 5 o'clock, ain't nobody going to be tugging on your leg, telling my mommy I'm hungry.
Okay. Okay. And look, you can fuck up and they wouldn't nobody be judging you. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna dust myself off and try again. Now you got people watching you. Like, now it's like, oh, you got kids. You don't got time to fuck up. You got a husband. You don't got time to fuck up. Go make your money. Like, you don't got time to do what you used to do as a young person. You see what I'm saying? Like, now, sometimes I'd be on set and it requires me to be gone for 13 hours, 20 hours. It just depends on what the hell am I doing. I got to check in with my husband, my kids. Y'all okay? Y'all good? Y'all okay? My husband. When you come home? I don't know. I'm on set. Like, opposed to when you in your 20s and you don't have a husband, you don't have a family, no nothing. You chilling on set like, shoot, I'm checking. Like, you see what I'm saying? No responsibilities. You don't have to check in. You don't have to do anything because it's all about you. But when you have a family, it ain't all about you no more. You have kids. Yeah. It's definitely not all about you no more. And it's definitely going to be a little harder. But me and my husband, we're making it work. We're making it work. I auditioned recently for a play to go on tour. If I get it, I'm praying to God I do. If I get it, I told my husband, I'll be gone for 3 months. Are you going to be okay with me gone for 3 months?
Yeah.
This is the life that I chose. And I had to tell him, you got to get on it. You know I was an actress when you met me. So you better jump on this wagon.
Yeah.
When you have that kind of support inside the household, it's a very good thing. Very good thing. My wife, she trying to be a flight attendant, and we had the same conversation. I feel like we live in the same household. But we had the same conversation. Like, she can be gone for 3 months at a time. She say, you good? I got it. I'm good. You go right ahead on. You good. I drop him off, pick him up, feed him. We gonna be sure.
You got one.
I got one. That's what I'm saying. I got one because I shut it down because I knew what was coming. I knew what was coming over the horizon because we didn't have much support outside of this home. You know, my mother-in-law, God rest her soul, her health was going down. My mom, her health was going down. And we didn't have nobody to watch him that much while we went to work. So we had to choose to work nights. We both worked night shift while he was at my mother's house. And it's hard. It's hard having kids and nobody too, because you got to have someone to watch them while y'all go work. And it's hard finding a babysitter or someone going to have to be a stay-at-home dad or mom or something. They don't tell you about that. They like, oh, you need to have more kids. Well, who going to watch them?
My husband is the stay-home dad. Like, he be home with the kids while I go to work. And especially when I'm on set, that's when he's like, babe, I got it. And if I get this tour, I'll be able to send money home. Here you go, babe. Thank you.
There you go.
That's right. And my husband's very supportive as well. Like, it's a blessing to have a significant other that supports you with what you have going, especially what we all doing, you know?
Right.
I haven't had to be gone for like a long extended amount of time. I think the longest I've been away is maybe like a weekend. But even yet and still, he was like, I got it. I take care of everything, you know, and it's harder for him because he's an entrepreneur too. So he's running his company and I'm doing this. And then we have four kids together. And it's like, I have an 18-year-old and a 9-year-old. So I have the whole range. I got somebody in high school, middle school, and elementary. So I'm all over the place. Yeah.
But then even with them being supportive, which I love, even with that spouse being supportive, it's still like on our end, what we still would feel bad, like, dang, I miss my family and shit. Mm. I'm out here on the road 24/7. I'm gone. Yep. You checking in every 5 to 10 minutes. Y'all okay? Y'all good? You yep. sure? Yep. Like, you start to feel bad, but then it's like, I love this shit, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But then yep. you still, in the back of your mind, you still miss your family.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my son, he like, do you gotta go to Memphis to go do this? Or I went to Oklahoma. He was like, you gotta go to Oklahoma. And it was like, it was just only for a day. Or a weekend was for Memphis. Actually, it was 3 days, yeah. And he doesn't understand, because he, in his mind, he's like, why don't y'all just stay at y'all jobs and just stay? Nobody moves. Don't go nowhere. He doesn't mm-hmm. like changes, because he's still in kid mode, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Then he the only one.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. in his mind,
he's like, to pop out another one.
Yeah, y'all gotta get him home.
Nah. We got a dog and a bearded, dragon. That's it. We collecting pets.
we're gonna have to start a actor parents podcast real soon, man.
Okay.
Man, sure. Gabrielle, thank you for sharing that with us, because I think our viewers need to really hear that, because I know Tashay's a mother before. We have friends that are mothers and fathers as well. And I'm a father as well too. I only got one. But I'm glad you shared that with us, because people need to hear that as well. So thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing that as well.
No problem.
Yeah, so tell everybody what we can find you at and follow you at.
Y'all can find me on Facebook under Gabrielle G. Levine. Also on Instagram, Gabrielle G. Levine. What's that? TikTok, Gabrielle G. Levine. Anything, just Gabrielle G. Levine.
It's simple. Keep it simple, man.
Simple, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our time for Gabrielle G. Levine on the Just Acting Up Show. Round of applause again.
Thank you.
thank you. We're going to most definitely, when I come out to Chicago, shot time, we all go out there. We're going to definitely hit you up, hang out with
yes.
you.
Yes. You and the Let's hubby. Go get some drinks and get food.
I'm down. I love food. I like to eat.
We like Me too.
Oh, man.
I like a plan.
Yes,
okay. Man.
And the food we are about to do acting. No, no, not me, but Chris.
Mike's favorite segment.
Yeah.
I got him last week or last
time. Yeah, you did. Actually, you did the week before. Yeah, you did.
Quite a few people told me that Pulp Fiction joke was it.
I love it. Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
All right, we're heading over to India. India. So, you know, have you ever cheated on a test before?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Chris, we have.
Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, they have their little methods. Maybe write a little copy of the answers here. Or, you know, with technology these days, people use their cell phones as a cheat method. But, you know, the thought of copying someone's test answers, yes, extreme. But a 26-year-old man named Angrej Singh had been arrested after allegedly masquerading as his girlfriend so he can take an exam instead of her.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, so... he tried to enter the examination hall by changing his appearance. Singh had been attempting to take the recruitment test for his girlfriend, whose name was Parmajit Kaur, at the DAV public school. And so earlier this month, the Indian Express reported that Kaur had reportedly failed her exam, which is a prerequisite to becoming a healthcare worker, right? So to deceive test officials, the undercover lover, we'll say that, right? Shaved his facial hair, applied makeup, and got, you know, dressed up in women's clothes before entering the exam room. But the impersonator, of course, even went as far to forge his girlfriend's voter card, her ID card, and a 12-digit unique ID number to make an illusion, you know, rock solid, right? He thought he really had them. But exam officials reportedly grew suspicious after noticing that his face didn't match the picture on the form. Also, authorities ended up checking the biometrics and discovered that they didn't match the records they had on file. So he was arrested. Police accused Kerr of conspiring with her boyfriend, as they believe he wouldn't have been able to enact the deception without her consent and possible assistance. The couple are now facing multiple charges, and police have launched an investigation on how Singh managed to forge the documents. So, yeah.
So, to sum this up, right? So, he went in there to take an exam for his girlfriend, and he got caught.
Pretty much, yeah.
A healthcare worker.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's love. Man, that is love to Shay. They should just go and get married and just have them some families and be cool. That's love. I would do the same thing.
I mean, after they get out of jail, because they're gonna probably go to jail at this point.
They're gonna be J-paying each other for a couple of years. What I'm saying is that, for those who don't know in the back, it's hard for these men be out here looking like women. It's hard work. It ain't something they just go into one day and they perfect at. I'm pretty sure that he tried to miss Doubtfire his way into this exam room, but it did not work for him. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's hard to be a woman.
He probably walked up in there like,
yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
Strong. Yo, what's up? My name Amber.
What's going down?
I said, man, I did catch the game. Yeah.
Amber.
You know, I was once in a relationship with math. Real talk. I had to leave it, though, because there were just too many problems. Come on. Get it?
That dead silence hit different, Woody. Try it again.
You know, I mean, and pretty much the scam that they was trying to run, it just didn't help, right? I mean, there's a lot of scams on the internet, especially in this day and age, just so many scams. And for a low price of $69, I can show you how to avoid them.
I thought, wait.
The low price?
That's low price.
I'll show you how to
avoid. That's high. You on the high route.
You gonna find out.
For three easy payments of $33.33. Don't stop. Well, you know what's the biggest scam though in ancient Egypt?
What?
The pyramid scheme. Think about it. A lot of people have been deceived by that.
That is very true. I'll give you that one. I'll give them that one because I'm sick and tired of
past. But did it make you laugh though, James? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it sounds right.
It made him laugh. I heard
it. But did it make you laugh, James?
It bothered me in a way. If I get one more girl that I had a crush on in high school, try to hit me up with a pyramid scheme and say we want to have dinner, and try to pitch me. So I'm gonna give I'll give you that one. That's pretty good. That's pretty fun. Pretty fun. Hey James, how's it going? I'm doing good. How about you? I'm doing fine. So yes, yeah, so I got this pitch right. Try ass off my DM.
Damn.
All you do is get this person to sign up, and then they sign up, and then we sign up, and then we all making money. In theory, that sounds good, right?
Yeah, in theory it does, yeah.
Don't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
No, it don't.
Mm-mm. Damn, pyramid scheme. I'm tired of y'all.
Not doing. No schemes, okay? Don't scheme me in no kind of way.
Playing my emotions.
Ain't signed up for nothing. Sign you up for the ass whooping.
I'm going to sign you up and go to jail. Man, you know, these scammers are getting out of hand. If anybody ever come up to you and say, man, how'd you get this? How'd you get that? And they got like all the designer or whatever. And they say, well, I got like a real estate business, a successful real estate business. At the age of 21, man, you going to jail.
Man, that's it for your ass.
Wait, and let me say, what y'all talking about scammers? Let me say this real quick. Hold on. Just not to get serious, no, but these scammers are smart as hell. These scammers be scamming.
So I was, you know, I'm a nerd. So I was reading up on this article, and it said that the scammers then learn how to use the bank's number to call you. You know how we,
What?
okay, so like, honest, like they can call you from a number that looks just like the bank. It could duplicate the bank's phone number that they normally would call you from if there's some kind of issue. So you got to be skeptical of that. And they can know your information. You know how like when you talk to the bank, like they'll tell you, okay, yeah, this such account, and this, and you're like, okay, well, it's safe for me to talk to them because they know my information, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. It's not safe. Abort. Don't do it.
Boy, so y'all
Don't do
tell
it. Don't do it. It's still a scam. Scam. Okay, you hang up and then you call the bank and then you talk to somebody because they will scam you. Don't get scammed.
they can take your voice too when you say hello, and they can take your voice and put it in a sentence and use AI.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, have y'all, I don't know about y'all, but have
Hello.
y'all gotten a call from somebody within the last week that say, hey, I got a call from you. And you like, no, I ain't called you.
Yeah,
I get text messages like that.
I get texts like that too.
That's from scammers. That's from scammers. Scammers is using your phone number to scam other people. Because
Boy.
this one sent me a screenshot of my phone number calling her, and I sent her my call log. I'm looking at my call log. I'm like, I did not call this woman. How did she get this? How did she get my phone number?
And also too, I know we're going off a topic with the scamming. This is I hope who's ever watching this show, to all the job seekers out there, if any job texts you and tell you congratulations, you got this position without even doing an interview, and they want your information so that they can give it to HR, don't do it. I was job seeking not too long ago, and this person hit me up and was like, "You got the job. All we need is your information so we can give it to our HR department, and we can expedite you on this job, and you can start yada yada yada." I think that's a low down dirty move, bro. Because there are people out here that are really need a job and they're looking for a job, and these scammers are, man, they hit you up on your emails and your personal phone, the pretend like they a job and you got the job. So all my job seekers out there, man, just be careful.
The scammers are
Yeah.
scamming y'all. They will
Amen.
scam you at your house and your home.
Yeah.
Wipe this these two couples actually right here in Texas. Wipe these people out. I'm talking about
Man.
thousands of dollars out the account because they
Yeah.
believe them because they was calling from the bank's phone number. How did you how? And
Yeah.
so and they he was like the guy, it was an older guy. I think he was like in his 50s or 60s or whatever. And they he looked at, man, they had took all the wiped his account. Let me tell you what they did though. So they went to like Kroger's and Walgreens and CVS and stuff. It was, you know how you go in there, you can get cash back. They
Yeah.
was doing the cash
Yeah.
back thing. Then they went into Walmart, was get gift cards and everything. So anyway, they cleared out the account with gift cards and cash back. Cleaned out, I'm talking about thousands of dollars out these people's account. And the way that they got that information was because they called them from their bank's phone number. Saying that it was, they called and I was like, hey, it's some kind of weird activity on your account. Is such and such and such that his name? Okay, does your account end in such and such and such? Yes. Oh, okay, well, yeah. If you can send me this and this and this, because we're trying to, we see some weird activity on your account. Do not give them none of your information. You
Right.
hang up and you call your bank
It is
and you
over.
talk to somebody that you initiate the call.
Yeah.
Or you can
Yeah.
get scammed.
Tips for life.
Yes, I.
All right, good people, we're about to get into the balancing act. Talk about some things that need to be balanced in your life. So stay locked in to Just Acting Up Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Balance Act, where, like I said, you need balance in your life. We all need balance in our life some kind of normal way. So we're gonna talk about this real quick. Mental health. I don't know why I clapped when I did that, but I just felt like I need to do it. There we go. All right. Actually, knew a guy who used to always clap before he started a sentence. All right, James. Don't go over there. I don't know why he did it. It was funny and weird. But yeah, man, mental health. So recently, shout out to Tony Rossi. I met him in Chicago as well, too, a couple years ago when I went to the CAS convention. He had a great seminar. We were talking about, it was called Stress AF. And you know what? You never really realize once you sit down that, yeah, you may be stressed at a lot of things. You know, like we said, we are actors, models, podcasters, voiceover artists, writers, directors, producers. We got a lot of titles. And when all those titles come into play, your mind gets crazy. Don't forget about parents, uncles, nieces, nephews, uncles,
husbands, wives,
uncles, ducks, chickens,
uncles,
cows,
godfathers.
I'm sorry. I took the whole many fresh approach. But you get what I'm saying, though, man. And so I shout out to my homeboy, Tony Rossi. And we had a session, and he just said, hey, James, tell me about yourself. What's going on? And I said, bruh, I went down the line. Me, whenever I go to a doctor, I just let them know everything that goes on and hurt in my body. Why not do that for your brain, your mental health? Because you carry your brain around all day, and you might feel like it's hurting, but you may need that to be checked out. And after the session, he said, thank you. Send me an email. He said, thank you for that. You know, I didn't even ask him himself, how are you doing? And we had a great, nice conversation. I just like to do that. Ask people how they're doing throughout their day because they are people too, and they stress. It's not always about you. But that session was about me, and I'm glad that I took it. So I'm telling you, as our viewers, you should go ahead and try to get some therapy. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be shy away from it. Don't run away from it, because this is you yourself that need help. I took the free route as well, went on YouTube, looked up Black Mental Health for Men, for Black Mental Health for Black Men, and I came across some very good videos where some in Black men, older, younger, middle-aged, whatever, talk about the issues. Even though some of the issues was my issues, it was just nice to hear from a person's perspective of what we go through on a daily basis. And I felt good afterwards. I also felt good after that conversation with Tony Rossi. So the message of the day, ladies and gentlemen, is seek help. Get help. I'm sorry, I'm taking the Michael Jordan approach. But yeah, in all around seat. No, if you feel like you need help, get help.
I think everybody should do therapy at least once or twice in your life. If that, you know, it definitely helps change your perspective on a lot of things. You know, it's good to have that outlet to pour out, you know, to pour out into an unbiased ear. You know what I mean? So,
I agree. You know, so get checked. Check on your mental.
Hey, happy over there today, James.
Man, I got a little skip in my stuff. We ain't gonna talk about that. Hey, man, look, listen. Hey, man. But yeah, man, I'm just thankful.
It's
I'm just.
It's you missed me, Chris. You missed me.
I'm thankful and grateful, man. It's a joy to be. Life is good, you know. You despite everything you got going on, what's wrong with it. But you know, this is not my part. Y'all share y'all ideas and everything. Y'all got any quotes? Anything?
My quote of the day is, please put your best foot forward.
Love it. Mike, you got anything?
Yeah. Raven fans, Texan fans, what part of the couch y'all want to sit on come next weekend? Because, you know, this show airs on Tuesday. Then the next show airs on the Tuesday after the Super Bowl. So let's just go and get it out the way. Let's get the seating arrangements out the way. If you don't pick, I pick for you. Okay? So you got till tomorrow to let me know. And if you're going to bring any snacks, we're going to bring wings or pizza. what you going to do? We don't do no little Caesar $5 boxes neither, Texan fans. Go straight to Domino's. Go get the real stuff. All right? I highly appreciate it. Highly. I appreciate it. All right. Or do y'all want to sit in the middle?
All right. Yep.
Or the flow?
I'm the rap.
Which one is it? So nobody don't be confused when guests come around.
Right, so I got my quote. My quote is,
mm-hmm.
Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. None.
I like that. Nice. I like that.
All right, well. Nice. Well, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get on up out of here. Y'all have a good day. Peace and blessing to you. Shout out to our guest, Gabrielle G. Levine, for coming through. We're going to see y'all next time. Just acting up, sure.
Bye.